Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
I think it's Monday. Welcome to the show.
It is.
Got that right.
Happy Monday.
All downhill from here. Paul and Jordana and DJ and you, thank you for joining us. Boy, it feels great out there. Mid-60s.
Amazing.
Very nice. Taste of late April.
Amazing.
Did you have a good weekend, Jor?
You know what, Paul? I got out quite a bit this weekend because it was nice. And you know that I like to get out while I can. The cold seems to go right through me, so I was thrilled. But on my husband and I's first walk around the lake together this season, we were pure. The dog, who is white by nature, she has white fluff, was black, was completely covered in dirt. There was no chance. I mean, she's tiny, you know, it's only a few inches off the ground, but there was no chance she was recognizable at this point coming back from the walk. And our shoes, our sneaks, were covered. Oh, you call them tennis shoes here. I forgot about that. Sorry. Our sneakers were covered in mud because if we weren't by the water, you know, that with the melting snow, everything was muddy around the lake. And as much as I love walking around the lake, it was enjoyable. It was a workout because you had to watch every step and hop and mud. And it was, but that's not really a complaint. I was glad to be outside.
These are good problems to have, but
absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It's second string sneaker time, tennis shoe time, whatever you prefer call it. But I worry more about tracking poop back in the house than I do about mud. And
it's, do you find that people don't clean up after their dogs in the winter? Like poop all over the place. It's disgusting.
I think there's the the wind chill is sub zero, so I get a pass. Today.
What's wrong with these people? No, it doesn't freeze. It thaws, and then we're all in trouble. So we had to almost disrobe before we got into the house. You know, the sneakers came off. The dog was not allowed in the house. We put on gloves, picked her up, brought her right to the bath, the whole shebang. But you saw an interesting study over the weekend. That's why we're talking about this.
Yeah, and this may be one of many reasons why my wife is pleading with me to take my shoes off. I have outdoor shoes, and then I've got like slippers, indoor shoes that I wear, and I couldn't really care less. But Lori is afraid I'm going to track stuff into the house, especially dog poop. Forget the mud; it's more the dog poop because he's everywhere. But two chemists, one from the EPA, another from Indiana University, have spent a decade examining the indoor environment and contaminants that people are exposed to in their homes. And they found, Jor, wearing your shoes inside may disrupt the air quality in your home. So we all know, you know, there's a buildup of dust and dirt from people and pets shedding hair, shedding skin. But about a third of these additional pollutants come in from outside your home, either blown in or tramped in on the bottoms of your shoes. And according to their research, some of the microorganisms present on shoes and floors are drug-resistant pathogens that are difficult to treat. Also, when you wear your shoes inside, you could be tracking cancer-causing toxins from asphalt road residue and lawn chemicals into your home. They recommend to leave your outdoor shoes outside. The shoes you wear out and about, the office, the store, leave them outside and then, you know, change into some indoor shoes when you come in the home. But it's really hard to enforce, especially when friends, family come to visit. Do you ask them to take their shoes off before they come in the house? It's kind of weird.
You know, it's interesting. Well, generally, no. Like, if somebody's just, it depends. Like, if I'm having a dinner party or if it's Shabbat and people are dressed up, no, we don't make them leave their shoes at the door. But, like, when my kids have friends come over, they come in through the garage. We built a mudroom just exactly for this. Right. That's why I bought this house, because there was a space for a mudroom. And I'm like, it sold me. So we built a big mudroom for all their crap. So when it comes to kids and us personally, every time we walk in and out of the house, excuse me, sorry about that, we do take our shoes off. But when I have like guests, and certainly if it's for like an event that I'm inviting people over, I do not make them take their shoes off.
You don't make them wear little blue booties? You know, at the parade of homes, I always like that when you go around and they make you put on these little blue booties, which look kind of ridiculous. But I
know
I struggle with it. DJ, do you guys have a rule at home? Oh, DJ's on the phone right now. I think he's calling.
I think somebody's calling in because they want to have a whole conversation about this. Well, and that's the question we're asking today.
Yeah.
Do you, I'm going to open up the text line, which I don't always love, but I'm doing it. You can call us and text us. Do you make people take off the shoes when they come in the house? Do you do this as a practice? Do you do it for yourself? What's the story on that? And then do you believe this? You know, can it bring in, is it really just about the neat freaks, the moms and dads that are vacuuming, or could it be a little more sinister? I mean, Paul, you had a study there that was kind of sinister.
Yeah, it is. And again, I don't want to be alarmist, but I do understand that you could be tracking a lot of weird stuff from the streets into your home. And I think especially if people are immunocompromised, if they have a mm-hmm. weak immune yeah. system mm-hmm. to begin with, maybe they have asthma, some sort of respiratory problem, then maybe I'd be more sensitive to what I'm tracking in the house and be a little more militant about keeping my outdoor shoes outdoors. DJ, are we making too big a deal out of this? Do you
yeah,
have an opinion?
Yeah, definitely. Way too big a deal out of it. Yeah. Well, and I don't know. We don't really have a rule per se in my house, but I don't know. If our shoes are dirty, we take them off. If they're not, or if it's just for a minute, we leave them on. But I don't know. There's a thousand things I could do today to make my family 0.00001% healthier, and I just can't do all 1,000. So this one, I'm not worrying about. You know, there's probably glue in my countertop that's scraping off a little bit that's going to give me cancer. But if I tried to chase down every little thing like that, I'd go crazy.
That would be a challenge.
You can't do it. You can't do it. Just move on. If you want to wear shoes, do. If you don't worry about it.
Okay. So
now the texters are texting already. They say, yes, everyone takes shoes off. My place, my rules. All right, I get you. Another one, yes, shoes off. This one goes, everyone needs a shower followed by a hazmat suit before they get in my house. LOL. I know, we don't want to be crazy, but yesterday on the walk, I was like, oh my gosh, we're pure filth. You know, because on a day like yesterday, like I said, we kind of stripped down in the garage. Because it was brutal, and the dog was definitely not allowed to step foot in the house until she had a full-on bath. So it is the season for thinking about something like that, but made us curious. So our text line and call in is 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. What's the shoe rule in your house? When we get back, Ketanji Brown Jackson, confirmation hearings are happening. Let's talk to Professor David Schultz about what some of her past decisions mean for how she will rule if she does get confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. Next. Ketanji Brown Jackson, Supreme Court confirmation hearings began today in the Senate Judiciary Committee. She is the first black woman to be nominated to the High Court. She has a legendary and story background. You guys have been hearing it. You know, Harvard Law, Harvard undergrad. She was, you know, the editor of the Law Review at Harvard. I mean, she's stellar, stellar qualifications. But how would she rule if she were confirmed? Joining us now is David Schultz, Professor David Schultz, Hamlin Professor of Political Science and a constitutional expert. He often shakes out challenging information like this for us. So, Professor Schultz, we're so happy to have you back on the show.
My pleasure, Jordana.
So, what do we know about her in past rulings? I was reading a little bit. She most recently ruled against President Trump when he wanted to create immunity or create some kind of barrier between if his staff members will have to, what's the word? I'm sorry, my chemo brain is getting in the way here. We'll have to testify against him. And she said, you know, that there is no immunity for people like a chief of staff or something like that. Nobody is above the law. So something she ruled against longstanding, I guess they were never really presidential powers. She said that that would be unconstitutional if they got immunity. What other landmark cases can you share with us or interesting things about her rulings?
Well, in general, I mean, she's been on the bench both as a district court judge and then as a court of appeals judge. The court of appeals for Washington, D.C., some people say, is about the second most powerful court in the United States. And what we've really seen, you know, since the, you know, since Biden has become president, you know, and he elevated her to that court, is a lot of stuff that's come up, you know, again, involving, you know, the former President Donald Trump in terms of questions about, let's say, executive privilege, as you pointed out here, whether or not he has to, he can withhold certain information from Congress, whether he can prevent President Biden from releasing information when Donald Trump was president. So she's been involved in those cases and been involved in basically ruling against against Donald Trump. But then again, I mean, we're looking at the rest of the court, her being in the majority, you know, with them. And so at this point, you know, I wouldn't say there's anything from her court of appeals background that puts her out of the mainstream or puts her in a position that I would say, I'll say that with mainstream, that puts her out of the mainstream in terms of other judges. When it comes to the district court of opinion, you know, as a district court judge, you know, judges are trial judges. You know, they're doing a lot of the routine stuff in terms of criminal trials and civil trials. And again, really not much there. So it would only be in this last year that you could look at something in terms of some of her opinions. And she's well within the mainstream of both where Democrats and Republicans have been for the last year on that court.
Professor Schultz, this is Paul. I couldn't help but notice Senator Durbin said, "You're a living witness to the fact that in America, all is possible. Not a single justice has been a black woman. You can be the first." He went on to say, "It's not easy being the first. In some ways, you have to be the best. In some ways, the bravest." My understanding, this is the fourth confirmation hearing overall. I realize this is the most important, but there have been other confirmation hearings. And analysts say that Republicans may try to portray Jackson as soft on crime. She worked as a public defender. Is there anything in her record that would prevent her from being confirmed?
I don't think so at this point. If you look on strictly merits, as Jordana introduced here, you know, her credentials are absolutely impeccable in terms of the schools that she went to, editor of Law Review. I mean, all these, by the standards of the legal profession, by the American Bar Association, you know, put her as highly qualified, which is how the ABA is rating her also. And so on that score, no. The fact that she's been through several previous confirmation hearings and they haven't found any skeletons in the closet leads me to suspect we're not going to find it here. And then in terms of this issue about being a public defender, you know, I talk about this with my students all the time, is that remember in the United States, there's a presumption of innocence until proven guilty, and the government bears the burden to prove guilt. That's the essence of a free society, that the government has to prove guilt, and everybody is entitled to an attorney. And her job as a defense attorney is to do what? Is to force the government to carry its burden of proof. And so, in theory, that shouldn't disqualify her. I mean, at the end of the day, for anybody out there, I think they would want to say that what? Government doesn't get a free pass with people in terms of putting them on trial. It's got to prove its case. So she was a good public defender and has done her job in that area too. So that should not be a mark against her.
Okay. What is the people who are opposing her confirmation saying? I was watching Tucker Carlson. Don't judge me for watching Tucker Carlson. You always have to see what the crazy is saying, so you have to consume that too. So I was watching Tucker Carlson, and he was he couldn't find anything and was attacking her on her LSAT scores. That's what I saw. So I'm not kidding. Let's look at her LSAT scores. You know, he does that with the crazy voice and the crazy face. So what are some of her critics saying that we should, I mean, that's legitimate, that we should be aware of?
Okay. I think what her critics are mostly keying in on is this argument of saying that, or trying to make an argument saying that she's only gotten where she is and she's only getting on the Supreme Court because she's, what, female and black. And I think they're sort of throwing out the argument of what tokenism.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And then also trying to make an argument out there of saying that, listen, there is no black or female perspective on the law. There's only one right answer. And so I think they're really, I think, in my opinion, trying to use her race against her and say that putting somebody on the court because of that is wrong. Well, she's not being put on the court solely because of that. I mean, she's going on the court because what? Her credentials are impeccable. And in the process, she happens to be female and black, and we've never had somebody with those before, and shouldn't everybody have an opportunity? I mean, you could literally say, if you right now giving her credentials, you could argue and say, then what, of all the people in the country, she's got to be one of the handful of most qualified people in the country to be on the court. Again, her credentials, law review, district court, court of appeals, public defender, those are all impeccable. I mean, it's hard to really find anything against her in terms of why she is not qualified to be on the bench.
Okay. Well, a lot to unpack there. And we sure appreciate your time, Professor Schultz, as always. Mm-hmm. John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline, sponsoring today's appearance with Hamlin Professor Dave Schultz. Until another time, I'm sure we'll have you back soon, Dave. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, Paul. Dave. Join in. Bye. Talk to you later. Bye.
You got it.
And,
George. Yeah, some people are just great candidates, and they're qualified, and they should be confirmed. So we don't always have to be oppositional.
Well, should our elected officials and even our appointed officials reflect the demographics of the nation?
Right.
Or, I mean, is it just...
It's not... Sometimes it's about having a different worldview. That's what makes you more qualified than someone else, because you have different life experience and you can speak for a different part of the population. So all things being equal, all the Harvards and the LSATs and all the good super smart part is taken care of. When you do have a different worldview, that makes you even more qualified.
Yeah. Okay. Well said. I wonder if she takes her shoes off before going inside. Can we get her on? DJ, can you get Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson on the line? She may still be testifying, but we're getting some reaction on the text line, huh?
Yeah, and I know that Judge Brown listens to the show every day. I mean, she'll probably listen to the podcast, so she'll call in later.
Right.
No doubt.
She does the
rewind. Let's take a break and find out what you are saying about the shoes. On or off? Next. The question is, do you take off your shoes, or do you make everybody take off their shoes when they come into your house? Paul, what was the study that... It brings in all sorts of pathogens and stuff?
Yeah, it was one guy from the EPA, another scientist from Indiana University. They spent 10 years examining indoor air pollution and the contaminants that people accidentally bring into their homes on their shoes. And they said microorganisms present on your shoes and floors can be drug-resistant pathogens that are difficult to treat, and you can be bringing in toxins from asphalt, road residue, lawn chemicals, you know, from your lawn. I mean, who knows what's in that stuff? But even just on the streets, right after the rain, you get all the oil, and then you know, if you tromp that stuff into the family room, and you have a newborn baby, a grandchild who's crawling around on the floor, you could see where it could be a problem, right?
Absolutely. So the question is, the fun part of that, you making everybody take your shoes off or not? The text line is 651-461-9226, 651-461-WCCO. Oh, my goodness, lots of texts here. So thank you for sharing, and feel free to call in. David will answer the phone. Why don't we just lick the shoes and everyone is fine? There is something to be said for acquiring germs. That's why we send our kids to daycare, right? It's like a petri dish, or you know, get them sick, get all the cold germs and everything out of them.
Germs are one thing, and I get that. And yes, I absolutely. Why are the Amish generally don't have allergies?
And well, that the we know of.
The theory is that the kids are outside; they're in the dirt all the time. They build up their natural immunity. And for whatever reason, they tend not to have allergies to the stuff that most of us have allergies to. But I think there's a difference between germs and bringing bugs and colds home from daycare and chemicals, man-made chemicals. I think that's a totally different situation. You bring harmful chemicals on the bottom of your shoes into the house. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. After we lick the shoes and everyone is fine, let's see. I don't ask guests to remove their shoes upon entering. Next texter, leave a pair of shoes on a mat at the door. People always take the hint.
Huh.
Oh, there you go. Then you don't even have to ask them.
That's smart. Okay.
You know, usually I find that when people come into the house, they ask. They say, do you want me to take my shoes off? You know, if they come in through the front door, if they come in through the mudroom, that's a little more cash and those are more the kids. So they usually do it anyway. But if they come in the front door, they'll say, do you want me to take my shoes off? And I have a small house. You come in the front door, you're sort of like in the whole house. So like I said, if it's Shabbat dinner, or if it's like a one-time thing, we don't. But, you know, if they're going to hang out or get their feet on the couch or something, different story. So let's see some more of your texts here. My guests are more important than my floors. It's their choice. I do have indoor shoes that I wear. Interesting. Hey, guys, cultural Vietnamese household, shoes off. I think it's not just the Vietnamese. And in many Asian cultures, I think there are the shoes off. We see the Japanese. David's nodding yes, because David is well-traveled and he knows. So what do you know about this, David?
Well, my sister lives in China, and it's everywhere. You would never think of wearing your outside shoes, to the point where most houses have a stock of indoor shoes waiting for you at the door. So, like, if you visit somebody, there would be shoes there for you. But most people wouldn't even use those. They would travel. Even just visiting a friend, you would, in your backpack, you would bring with you some house shoes to change into.
house shoes.
So you're, yeah, and you're not barefoot inside the house. That's a very it's a distinction. You're changing shoes into different shoes that you will wear inside.
And yeah, because we don't want your bare feet all over the house. That's gross.
And why, do you know why they do that? Is it for this concern about tracking in chemicals, or is it more cleanliness, or is it just a sign of being polite?
Well, I think it's certainly cultural, but I think the base of it goes to the point that, you know, there's most people are living in really big cities with lots of foot traffic everywhere, and the idea is like your feet are dirty. They're outside. They're getting all those things on them.
Yeah, they are.
Leave that at the door, which is, you know, is true for us too. So,
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, in the Arab culture, like one of the worst things you can do is throw a shoe at somebody because shoes are filthy, right? Mm-hmm. And
I also believe in most places in the Middle East, it's very rude to show the bottoms of your feet. So you would never, like, you'd never kick your foot up on something and
put your feet on your desk.
Yes,
or,
you'd never, like, show someone the bottom of your feet. That would be a sign of disrespect,
Isn't that interesting?
It is.
You're learning a lot today, sir.
Well,
okay, back to a couple of these texts, and we'll keep taking them throughout the show. Let's see. Geez, in our house, we have to keep our shoes off, this texter writes. If we didn't, we'd get our feet full of... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Have to keep our shoes on. Because if we didn't, we'd get our feet full of dog hair and the dirt that the dogs always drag in. I'd probably go through two or three pair of socks a day. That's...
Ouch.
Okay, so more dog hair than dirt there. Okay, I get it. Yep. Hey, guys, we leave our shoes on a tray inside the front door. I've heard people say that the only time you take your shoes off in the house is when you shower.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Huh. Yes.
Let's see. Our friends are all aging, and walking with shoes is more difficult. Walking without shoes is more difficult. I get that. I totally get that. Yeah, I get it. Let's see. Smithsonian Magazine, this texter writes, had an article 10 years ago, study on kids on the Finland-Russian border. Russian kids played outside in the fields and dirt, got dirty daily. Finnish moms kept their children inside and cleaner. I recall hand sanitizer being mentioned. Guess who had a stronger immune system? You can't live in a bubble.
Obviously,
when you go outside and you play outside, you do have a stronger immune system. You know, even kids who go to daycare, or, you know, early childhood education, they're with other kids. They definitely get more germs and they become more immune to them.
Yeah, it's just stuff like benzene and some of these, you know, potential carcinogens that are out there. And again, I don't lay awake at night worrying about this, but I want to do the right thing. And I mean, for us here, it's more a function of cleanliness and not tracking stuff in, you know, chunks of mud or poop or whatever. You don't want to make a mess. But for many people, it goes beyond that. And now there is a fair amount of evidence that what you track in may be more harmful than just mud and poop, which is more of a nuisance. It's the chemicals.
I'll leave you with this text before we hit the break. My niece has a sign on her front door that says, unless you are Jesus or George Strait, take off your shoes. That's great.
And odds are they're not.
Yes, Jesus can wear his shoes in my house, too. We're good.
Yeah.
We are good. Yes.
Anybody else? Nope. That's great.
Oh, my gosh. Let's take a quick break. Paul has an interesting story about ants.
Ants.
That's next on CCO.
Paul and Jor and DJ. Animals can do amazing things. We love our dogs. And dogs, as you well know, have an amazing sense of smell. And that point is reinforced every time I go through TSA and I see a dog sniffing me for some illegal contraband. I haven't found anything yet, so I'm
good.
Pretty happy about
that. Keep it that way.
Trying to. Listen to this. Apparently, ants also have a great sense of smell. Harder to domesticate. I tried to have ants as pets, and that just did not work out.
Didn't go well.
Dogs are more loyal and accepting, but ants apparently can sniff out cancer. Researchers based at the Sorbonne University in Paris have trained ants to recognize the subtle scent of cancer cells, hinting at their tantalizing potential to detect cancers in human beings. Wow. Ants use, and yeah, this obviously with what you're going through, Drew, I saw this, I thought, well, I mean, I had no idea that ants had a great sense of smell. But they apparently...
And how do we know that? Like, again, I always wonder what these tests look like. Do they pour a bunch of ants over somebody's body and then they go to a part of the body where there's a tumor? Or, like, how do you test something like this?
I wish I had a great answer. It's all I can say is it's science. And okay. I guess they take... you know, malignant samples, and I'm assuming they don't pour ants over a living human being. That would be really weird.
That'd be bad.
But this is all done in a petri dish, but I think this was in the journal iScience.
How is it applicable in humans? Then how, you know what I mean? Like, how eventually are you going to use this technology
to sniff out?
I'm curious.
They're trying to figure that out now. And again, dogs, the most widely used studied animals for scent detection. And apparently ants are equivalent to dogs in terms of their ability to detect very faint smells. I didn't even know that cancer gave off a smell. Apparently it does. And here's the thing. It only takes 30 minutes to train the ants to be able to sniff out cancer compared to 6 to 12 months for dogs. Dogs have been trained to detect signs of cancer in breath, plasma, urine, and saliva. It remains to be seen whether ants can reach that level of resolution, Jor, but this team at the Sorbonne in Paris is determined to find out if they can. So, yeah, I don't think they would actually pour ants on you. I think that would...
Well, I'm all for cancer research, but again, wondering... I get they train them in a petri dish, but wondering how that applies to real life in, you know... maybe if, God forbid, somebody was sick, then there's a trail of ants. I can't imagine that that's really going to happen after them. The dogs, I get. The ants are a little more challenging, but I'm all for cancer research, so I definitely think if they think that this is going to be useful in... humankind someday, then that, go for it. Go for it. Find all the cancer research you can get, and let's get rid of it for sure. So
I was just going to say, I'm trying to avoid ants now after reading that story. Sometimes I step on them indiscriminately, but they're living beings, and so now I'm trying to avoid
cancer detectors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
exactly
right. That's right. The news is next on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.